What are the benefits of dried grapes?
I don't know. What?
They are all about raising awareness.
It's time for Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Yo, yo. This song's dedicated to Greg Barrett. Shout out to him for confronting this bully. Yeah. So anybody out there that's been bullied, like myself, sometimes bullies don't even recognize that they're being bullies. So you gotta let them know. Yeah. If you know someone that picks on kids just because they're smaller than he is, that's a bully.
Bully. Bully.
And nobody likes a bully.
Bully. Bully.
Yeah. And if you know someone that's mean or cruel, even when you tell them that it's not cool, that's a bully.
I know that's right.
And nobody likes a bully.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah. I knew a kid in middle school named Omar. All the teachers told him that he wouldn't go far. So all he did was lash out, punch people in the mouth. And believe me, this dude hit so hard. He would target the kid with low self-esteem. Move in like a vulture and selfishly pretend that he was gonna help the team. But if he didn't get his way, he would yell and scream. And he was always mean. So don't get in his way. It could be something you wear. It could be something you say. It could be the look on your face. Could be the time of the day. It was bound to get bad if you decided to stay. And as the year went on, a new kid came in. He bullied Omar. He was bigger than him. It was on that day that he understood fully that maybe it's not so cool to be a bully. If you know someone that picks on kids just because they're smaller than he is, that's a bully. And nobody likes a bully. Yeah. And if you know someone that's mean or cruel, even when you tell them that it's not cool, that's a bully.
I know that's right.
And nobody likes a bully.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah.
Cause usually a bully will have a reason, sometimes more than one, two, or three, when lashing out and being nasty, angry, or the meanest person that you could ever think of. No, it ain't cool and your style ain't the cleanest if you're picking on others as a way to get even, but try to understand their perspective. Maybe there's a reason why they took that direction. Maybe there isn't. At least there is a question, like why? That's more difficult than just saying hi. My name is blank, wanna hang sometime? I just wanna make a friend and you caught my attention. We don't have the whole story, but we can be wholesome and just ignore these kids who just want to bring themselves glory. Stand for yourself by standing for peace.
If you know someone that picks on kids just because they're smaller than he is, that's a bully. And nobody likes a bully. Yeah. And if you know someone that's mean or cruel, even when you tell them that it's not cool, that's a bully.
I know that's right.
And nobody likes a bully.
Yeah, I know that's right.
True story, yo.
That's Mega Ran right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone with the Kids Crew online today. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Beth.
Hack-a-doodle-doo, it's Maya Lou.
Hi, it's Illy.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Lily May.
Hi, it's Isaac.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
What's upstairs? It's Evan.
Hi, it's the olive tree.
Hello, it's Elky.
All right. Well, today on the show, we're going to be talking about what to do if you see someone being bullied. Have you ever seen someone being bullied in your whole life?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's too many people who haven't witnessed that. It's hard to know what to do in the moment if you see that happening. Do you know what I mean? What do you think, Amadeus? It's awkward, isn't it? Like you see something happening and you're not sure what you should do, if you're safe getting involved, or especially if it's a stranger.
Yeah. Part of the thing is what's so difficult about jumping in these situations is that there's tension involved. Maybe there's a little bit of danger involved if it's a very specific situation. A lot of things can happen and it can be overwhelming in a lot of ways. I know from personal experience, I've seen it happen and I didn't know whether to jump in or not. But in all of these ways, there's a couple things that we can do, which we will hopefully find out about today on the show.
Indeed, we will. We have friends from Right to Be. They're an international organization that does training for adults and kids on bystander interventions. We're going to learn about their 5 D's. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. This episode comes with a learning guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for Do Something.
If you see something that's wrong, raise your hand and say that's wrong. Point it out and name that thing by its name. Don't stand by and stare. If it's wrong, it's your fair. Don't be quiet. Make a riot. be a pain.
Be a pain, be a pain. Shout about it and complain.
Ignore the crowd and go against the grain.
Don't be polite, raise your voice and do what's right. Be a pain, be a pain, be a pain.
When Rosa Parks sat on that bus, she chose to make a fuss. She chose to break the rules and take the blame. Her choice to sit and fight helped to bring on civil rights. Because one strong woman chose to be a pain.
Be a pain, be a pain, shout about it and complain.
If they say you have to move, say I'll remain.
Don't be polite, raise your voice and do what's right. Be a pain, be a pain, be a pain.
Harvey Milk, he chose to run for the council board and won. Even though folks said you can't because you're gay. One brave LGBTQ elected leader ran and knew you can change things if you choose to be a pain.
Be a pain, be a pain, shout about it and complain. Tell them I won't let you make me feel ashamed. Don't be polite, raise your voice and do what's right. Be a pain, be a pain,
be a pain. Tennis star named Billie Jean told the world she had a dream that men and women would be paid the same. She refused to hit that ball till there was equal pay for all. She was a king because she was a royal pain.
Be a pain, be a pain, shout about it and complain. If they refuse to pay, refuse to play the game. Don't be polite, raise your voice and do what's right. Be a pain, be a pain, be a pain.
Kids from Parkland led the fight for something they all knew was right. They said it's time for us to finally make a change.
If adults can't compromise, we must go march for our lives.
They spoke out and led the charge. They all were pains.
Be a pain, be a pain, shout about it and complain. When you're faced with laws you know are just insane. Don't be polite, raise your voice and do what's right. Be a pain, be a pain,
be a pain.
Oh, be a pain, be a pain, shout about it and complain. Ignore the crowd and go against the grain. Don't be polite, raise your voice and do what's right. Be a pain, be a pain.
Be a Pain is Alistair Mook, the title track off his latest release. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here with a lot of great people, including Kelly Erickson. She's the director of training at Right to Be, and Dax Valdez. He's a senior trainer. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. Well, first of all, we all need to know, what is it that Right to Be actually does?
We describe ourselves as a global, worldwide, people-powered movement, and our mission is to end harassment in all its forms. So I will ask this question of you. Do you all know what harassment means or what it is to be harassed?
Harassed means like judging someone or bullying.
Those are great answers, Maya. Thank you. Anybody else? I'm just wondering, because it can look and it can feel different for everybody.
When I think of harassment, I think of antagonizing. So to antagonize someone, that's from harassment, like just to either emotionally or physically just hurt them.
Yeah, those are great answers. So also thinking about the things that are not welcome or you don't want those kinds of comments or those kinds of actions directed towards you. So what we want to do is we want to put an end to that. And so we do that by doing trainings with our methodology of the 5 D's, which we're going to share shortly. And also by sharing stories of harassment, because the more that people are able to use their voices and share out their experiences, then more people are aware of what's going on and more people are able to step in and help take care of each other. So that is what we do. So we share these tools for people to support and take care of each other, and so that we don't have a world where hate and harassment exist.
I think when people experience harassment on themselves, when you're the victim of harassment or somebody's bugging you or bullying you, the person who's having that happen to them can feel very ashamed for some reason. It's a funny feeling, like you've done something wrong or called that upon yourself. And I think part of that is that I feel like we're taught that it's always the victim's responsibility to avoid the bully or not provoke a bully. And that always seems wrong. And what I like about what I learned about your organization was that you put the power on all of us around so that we can't just walk away and pretend we didn't see something. Is that about right?
There is a motto on the New York City subway system: if you see something, say something. So if something is feeling different or out of place, or you see somebody who looks upset because a classmate or somebody in the schoolyard said or did something to them, we don't want to ignore it. We want to make sure that person feels supported and taken care of. So, Katie, may I take everybody through an exercise?
That would be great. Are you all willing?
Sure, that sounds great.
So, my friends, I want you to stand with your feet on the ground if you are able, or if you're sitting down, if you can reach the floor, just make sure that your feet are on the floor if your body's in the chair. Otherwise, if you are standing straight up, I want you to just raise your arms over your head and see if you can stretch out to your tallest point through the tips of your fingers, the top of your head, all the way through the ground. Just feel like a strong tree and let that go. Now open your arms to the side. And if you can, listeners at home also, put a big smile on your face and think about how that feels. Great, now give yourself a big hug and think about how that feels. Good, now release that and just check it out. You can just wiggle. If you can, you can make some sound. Good, now I want you to cross your arms over your body and think about how that feels. What kind of emotions are coming up for you? And now, on a count of five, I'm gonna count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want you to try to make yourself as small as you can. 5, 4, so that means contracting everything, making everything small, holding yourself. 2, if you may need to sit down or get onto the floor. And on the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we're gonna grow back to our first position, just standing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want you to release everything, just shake it out. Good. Now, what does that feel like? What does this first part that we did, feeling like a tree and opening our arms out to the side, giving a hug to ourselves, that smile on your face, what does that feel like?
Well, I would say, first off, it feels like a great stretch, which is something that was very well needed for me. But on the other hand, it's nice to be open and it's nice to be moving around and have that feeling of openness, almost a sense of security in a way, right?
Amadeus, I really love that. It's that openness. We're giving ourselves permission to be open, to share of ourselves. You're open. How does the shrinking part of that exercise feel? Like when your arms are crossed over your body, and we started to contract all of the parts of ourselves. What does that feel like? What emotions does that bring up?
It makes me feel small, like everyone that's not in that position is like ahead of me.
It doesn't feel as great, right? Because we're closing ourselves off. And as Maya said, you can feel like people are ahead of you or they're above you. So thinking about when somebody experiences harassment, it tends to shrink us. Maybe we change who we hang out with. Maybe we change what we wear or what we say or what we do so that we don't experience harassment. And as Katie said, that's putting all of that work on the person who's experiencing the harassment. But when we see that happening to somebody, were able to support them and get them out of that balled up position and as much as they can into that open receiving tree position. And it may not be the same big tree that it was before. Maybe there are some bends or maybe some of the branches are broken, but we can do our best to make sure that that person is supported as best as we can. And so instead of like a lone tree, maybe we are a forest of support for this person. So think about the kind of feeling that you want to have all the time, that big, expansive, open, supportive feeling. That's how we want to move through the world. And not everybody has that yet. So we're keeping an eye out for those broken branches, those people who feel like they're balled up, and getting them to be able to expand and breathe and relax.
You're listening to the Children's Hour and hearing Dax Valdez. He's a senior trainer from Right to Be, an organization that empowers bystanders to act up and say something when they see harassment and bullying. Find a learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Do Something. We've got the 5 D's of bystander intervention coming right up. This is the Uncle Brothers.
Everybody's bitter about Bully Bubba, 'cause Bubba is the biggest bully in the whole school. Bully Bubba belts out big bully banter, but Bully Bubba doesn't know that bullies aren't cool. Now Bubba makes fun of kids that are smaller, that's how he feels better about himself. People that are mean have lower self-esteem, they think they can take it from everybody else. My friend Johnny met a boy like Bubba, it got so bad he didn't want to go to school. He talked to his teachers and he talked to his parents, he learned why bullies do the things they do. Oh, everybody's bitter about Bully Bubba, is the biggest bully in the whole school. Bully Bubba belts out big bully banter, but Bully Bubba doesn't know that bullies aren't cool. So what should you do when you meet someone like Bubba? Should you run or hide? And what should you say? Try to act brave and try to ignore him. When you ignore bully, their power goes away. You need to tell someone, 'cause telling isn't tattling. Telling's what we do to protect you and me. Never join in and watch a bully bully. An audience is really all a bully ever needs. Whoa, everybody's bitter about Bully Bubba, 'cause Bubba is the biggest bully in the whole school. Bully Bubba belts out big bully banter, but Bully Bubba doesn't know that bullies aren't cool. Now here's a little story about the smallest little girl with the largest little heart that you ever did see. Now Bubba one day made a mistake and tried to bully her. Happened next, you won't believe. She stared him in the eyes and never even cried. Then all of Bubba's friends began to laugh at him. Bubba put his head down and walked past everyone and never bothered anybody ever again. Oh, everybody's bitter about Bully Bubba, 'cause Bubba is the biggest bully in the whole school. Bully Bubba belts out big bully banter, but Bully Bubba doesn't know that bullies aren't cool. Everybody's bitter about Bully Bubba, 'cause Bubba is the biggest bully in the whole school. Bully Bubba belts out big bully banter, but Bully Bubba doesn't know that bullies aren't cool.
This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're learning about bystander intervention. That's what to do when you see bullying happening to someone around you. Our guests are from Right to Be, and you can find links, a learning guide, activities, and a lot more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Do Something.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.